Intervju Radia Študent.
Spoštovani poslušalci Radia Študent, pred nami je kratek intervju v živo z Davidom Eugenom Edwardsom, prvim človekom skupine Woven Hand, ki danes zvečer nastopi na Metelkovi v Gali Hali ob 9. zvečer. Preden začnemo, pa si poslušajmo enega izmed njihovih reprezentativnih komadov iz istoimenske prve plošče, stara zdaj že več kot 6 let, z naslovom Blue Pale Fever.
That will be done here on this highway, in every house and field I pray, all in meekness yield, aided by want, among stranger people, to disgrace so soon I've come, drift like sleep into the Hotel Montana, lay low for thy name's sake, El Matador, Louisiana. Jest to a tight knot, you are not acquainted with your own heart. Frozen prayer upon my lips, inside the blood runs hot. He was reviled, yet he reviled not. Drift like sleep into the Hotel Montana.
So pri nas že igrali, gotovo jih tudi zato mnogi že poznate, vsem pa bi rad na kratko opisal Woven Hand, in sicer kot naslednike skupine 16 Horsepower, ki je bila aktivna nekje od začetka 90-ih pa do sredine tega desetletja in je na takratni popularno glasbeni sceni odprla kar nekaj novih zavihkov, ki jih zdaj v nadaljevanju uspešno odpira in zapira, predvsem pa polni tudi Woven Hand. Glasba Woven Hand je zelo težko splošno označiti, ampak če že moramo, če že rečemo, da je to nekakšen čarobno temačni rok z različnimi primesmi ameriške folk glasbe, ne zaidemo predaleč. Jedra obeh skupine seveda David Eugene Edwards, ki, kot bo najbrž tudi sam povedal, samega prehoda med skupinama niti ni čutil, saj pesmi, ki jih ustvarja, ne veže na to, kdo jih bo izvajal. Ko pa jih izvaja, to dela zelo izvirno in to dela s čutnostjo, pristnostjo in prelepim patosom, ki pa so vsi trije, so v bistvu njegov zaščitni znak. Celo tako močno se ga držijo te lastnosti, da mnogi, ki ga poslušajo, pozabijo na njegove v veliki meri z vero, krščanskim bogom in Biblijo povezane tekste. Poleg njega pa sta v skupini Woven Hand še bobnar Ordy Garrison in basist, ki ga s krajšim umestnim premorom spremlja že iz prejšnje skupine, Pascal Humbert. Intervju bo potekal v angleščini. And now I welcome in the studio of Radio Student David Eugene Edwards, the man behind the Woven Hand.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
Can you please first explain about the current lineup of the band? For how long now have the three of you been together in this lineup?
The three of us have been maybe 5 years or something like this. We have different players that play with us at different times. We had a Belgian guitar player for about a year and a half that played with us, and I had some other friends from Colorado who played on different tours, but it's basically just the three of us at the moment, and so we have about 4 years, four or five years.
But you also had some tours in the past performing by yourself as Woven Hand.
That's true, yes, yeah. And I still do that. I tour solo sometimes, or sometimes just myself and the drummer, or I do it in many different variations, yeah.
I heard you say in an older interview that you actually didn't feel that much of a difference when switching saddles from 16 horsepower to woven hand.
No, it was, you know, for me it was just a continuation of the music, and just working with different personalities, and even within 16 horsepower we worked with different people and had different musicians, so it was just a, you know, under a different name but the same continuity of the music, yeah.
So you could actually play the same song as 16 horsepower or as woven hand.
Sure, yes. Yeah.
How familiar are you with Pascal's project Lilium?
Well, I'm very familiar, of course.
You also collaborated there, right?
Here and there, yes. I've done a little bit of singing with him, and he just finished another record.
This year?
Yes.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
It hasn't been released yet, so.
Oh, so I heard also that Jean-Yves Tola from the 16 Horsepower collaborated with him.
Yeah, they worked together on the first Lilium album, and but they haven't collaborated since.
How about Hugo Reis? I also heard that he's been
right. He's on the new album.
On the new one.
Yes, he sings quite a few songs on the new album.
Do you know
album,
when yeah. it's going to be released?
I don't know.
We'll ask him maybe if we get in touch later. So, the Woven Hand, currently latest released album, 10 Stones, is actually the first record written and performed in collaboration with all of you guys.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it is also a little bit heavier than the other
it
albums.
It is. Yeah.
Could you maybe tell us more about 10 Stones? Because for our audience tonight, it is actually the latest album that they know.
Right. Yeah. Primarily, that's what we will play tonight is 10 Stones. So we played a little bit of everything, even a little 16 horsepower here and there. But 10 Stones was just we recorded it basically just live in the studio, all of us playing together, and some friends helping us out. I had a guitar player, that friend of mine from Norway, that played and helped produce the record as well. And so it just has a kind of a live feel to it. And it's, like you say, it is a bit heavier than the previous records. And that just, you know, I go through different moods musically, you know, wanting to be more acoustic and then wanting to be really heavy, because I listen to a lot of heavy music as well as a lot of traditional music. So it's
there's yeah. also a cover of Jobim's Quiet Night of Quiet Stars.
That's right.
which actually stands out. You sing like Sinatra. And from it's different from other songs, and I also think that I heard kind of a bossa nova guitar pick there.
Right, that exactly. That's I'm a big Jobim fan, as well as a Frank Sinatra fan. And
did you play that guitar?
No, the bossa nova guitar was played by my Emil Nikolaisen. He's from Norway, and he's a fantastic bossa nova guitarist, and he's also a big Jobim fan as well, so it made sense for us to do this song together. And I just did the noisy guitar. He did the beautiful guitar. And yeah,
and also a song called Kicking Bird is a very different the rockiest number
right.
on the album, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also very different. So I think I heard some of the Indian chants there. Am I right?
Well, that is an Indian song. Lyrically, it's an American Indian song from a horse's point of view, of a horse. And
could you please explain about your ties with Native Americans?
Well, I have Native American blood on both sides of my family.
Mm-hmm.
My distant relatives were missionaries to the American Indians, and then intermarried into the Cherokee tribe and the Chippewa tribe. But it was just something that I grew up with. That was, you know, just around me in Colorado. There's quite a few, you know, Native Americans, and I would go to the powwows and Indian rodeos and things like this as a child. And I still go now, and I take my son to go to the powwows now. And it's just, you know,
it's a great tradition.
Yeah, it's a great tradition, and you know, beautiful people and fantastic music and art, and it's really cool.
How do you actually approach the songwriting? How do you find the themes to write about? Are they already dwelling somewhere in your head, and you just need to put them out, or are you more inspirational and find them through the environment you are living in at the moment?
You know, it's a combination of everything. You know, just music that I hear, books that I read, landscapes that I see, or situations that I see, or it's very kind of stream of consciousness type of writing. It's not traditional in the sense of, you know, you have the verse, the chorus, the, you know, mm-hmm. it's just kind of off the top of my head, really. And but I take it seriously. It's not that I don't care about it. It's but I do let it just kind of flow.
Ten Stones was released in September last year, right?
That's right.
But now I think I've already realized that you have just finished recording the new album.
We haven't finished. We're just in the middle.
It's called the Threshing Floor.
That's the working title.
The working title
is The Threshing Floor, yes.
So you cannot already tell us the expected release date?
No, I can't. No. I mean, obviously it will be...
You're in the middle of...
It'll be next year at some point, you know, probably midsummer or something like this.
Will you play any of the new songs tonight on Metilkova?
I'm not sure, actually. We have to think about it. I'm still writing words, so... it's taking some time.
You can make them up.
Yeah.
As you go. Can you tell us a little bit more about the new material also? Have you stayed in the same frames in the musical and or lyrical field as with the Stan Stones, or is it something totally different?
It's quite a bit different. It's like I said before, I'm a bit neurotic, and sometimes I want to go really heavy, sometimes I want to go really quiet, and so I haven't decided yet how the record will go. I mean, usually I start to record things and I do everything acoustically, you know, and mm-hmm. then if I want to make it heavier, then I add, you know, the electric guitar on top or whatever. But I start off with a bass of...
The naked song.
A naked kind of natural acoustic, mm-hmm. Traditional sounding thing, and then work off of that. There's definitely a heavy American Indian feel on it, as well as a kind of an Eastern kind of Arabic... melodies and things like that. I've just been listening to a lot of Iranian music and mm-hmm. Pakistani music, which I really love, and so I'm sure that's having an influence on the music. Yeah.
It's going to be great. There's one other project you collaborated in not long ago with a new song, Consecration.
Right.
The project is called Awake My Soul.
Right.
Could you tell us a little bit more about this project?
That was a friend of mine in Georgia, made a documentary about, it's called Shape Note Singing, Sacred Harp Singing, which was kind of a southern, deep south church style of singing, very mm-hmm. specific style. It was basically the people didn't know how to sing, so they taught the certain way for them to learn how to sing, and it has kind of a chant type of feel to it, and it's just really beautiful and fantastic, and they asked me to, you know, record one of the songs, so I was of course happy to do so, and it was a really cool project.
This has already been released, right?
It has, yeah.
Even though you speak about your religious belief in almost every of your interviews, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions, if you don't mind.
All right.
Firstly, about your personal beliefs and views of the world. There are many different ways of how one can be a part of a certain religion, especially of a Christian religion.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe your position, your convictions, or maybe should I say, in what of all the different ways do you believe in God?
I mean, first of all, of course, I believe in God as the creator, yeah, as the creator of the world around us and the universe and all that entails, you know. And then I also believe in him as my king, yeah, and mm-hmm. and that he is my salvation, and that without him, I have no hope, yeah. That's how I feel.
And how do your personal convictions relate to the connection that exists between God you believe in and the music you write? Is God connected to your music?
Of course. I mean, music itself, language itself, I believe comes from God anyway, and is just another way to communicate between myself and God, and between myself and other people, and just any art in general, I think, you know, is a gift that has been given to us to be able to do that, to be able to communicate to one another and to understand one another and to understand him. And that's how I view it. Yeah.
Very original for us, I think, mm-hmm. for most of the Europeans. Let us now allow our audience to listen to the Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars.
Thank you. floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and the window looking on the mountain and the sea. How lovely, this is where I want to be, here with you so close to me, until the final flicker of life's ember. Only a bitter tragic joke have found with you. The meaning of existence, my love.
I have here with me David Eugene Edwards from Woven Hand, which are going to play tonight on Metelkova at Gala Hala at 9 o'clock. David, before we go further, I'd like to ask you whether you play different playlists of music each different night you are on tour.
It's a hard question. I use a lot of different guitars and things like this and different tunings, so I can't just... I have to kind of set the songs that I'm going to play, and I have a little room to move and play different songs here and there. But usually it's, you know, it's like a little story. You know, each set that we do, each tour has become something, and we don't want to change that, you know. So we play the same songs each night.
I was just going to diss this. I'm just going to go against it. I've heard Depeche Mode when they were touring the Playing an Angel, they played all the same playlists with the same order, exactly the same on 74 tour dates. And I didn't understand that. I didn't understand from their point of view, how could they play the same show and not get used to the order or something.
Right.
But if you say it like that, it's a kind of a story you want to tell, it's okay. And maybe it's even fair to all the tour dates, you know, that you played the same songs, not to have something better on one date and something not so good on the other one.
Yeah, last night we played in Ravenna, Italy, and we played in a church, so we had to kind of adjust our because normally at this tour especially is very heavy, very loud, very heavy, and so in this situation we had to change it up and play some quieter stuff. But tonight we go back to the heavy.
Great. Would you say it's possible for you as an artist to adapt to what you might have to say to the different kind of cultures with adjusting playlists on your shows? If you say you are playing, I think, in a couple of days in Belgrade and then in Greece, which all sport an Orthodox church, and then you go also, I think, to the last date tour is in Turkey,
which is
Islamic, and you've already played in UK, which are Protestants. And then I was just wondering if it's possible to, if your decision on what to play in any way relates to the local culture in the region, if you could just pick songs that would fit best, for example, in Eastern Europe and even in the States, because...
Not really. I don't think... I mean, I just, you know, to me, people are the same everywhere I go. It doesn't matter where I go, you know. Regardless of what the major religion is in the area or what the non-religion is in the area, people are basically the same. You know, people are, you know, people want to be loved. People want to be...
That's a cool statement.
You know, people want to be happy. People want to be safe. People want to be... They're the same everywhere, you know. And I think the things that I sing about are universal, you know. And whether you believe the way I believe or not, I think people can still... take something from the music that means something to them, you know.
That's a great way of putting it, thinking about all the different venues you played at, I'm not going to ask you what was your favorite, but if you ever had to deal with any of the provocations on your concerts regarding your religious conviction or your lyrics maybe?
Yeah, I mean, once in a while, you know, some people will come to the show and just to try to get a, you know, a confrontation with me.
Yeah.
And it doesn't usually work because it just doesn't bother me really. So I just, you know, I just do what I do. And
you have to be a very tolerant person if you're in show business, right?
You have to be a very tolerant person to do anything, basically.
That's right. But even more in show business, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. What music are you mostly influenced with?
I go through different phases, you know. I always listen to a lot of traditional music from all over the world. Like I said earlier, at the moment, more kind of Arabic-influenced music. But I listen to a lot of, at home, I listen to a lot of heavy music, bands like Ohm,
yeah.
High on Fire.
Great.
Those two bands I really like. And
so do you actually follow the new releases of the bands you like and you have maybe liked in the past?
There's some bands that I've liked in the past that I've stopped following for various mm-hmm. reasons, you know. But when you play music and you're around music so much, you know, I don't spend a lot of time listening to music when I'm at home. You know, I do other things because that's all I do.
You have family also.
Right. So, you know, at home I end up listening to children's music because that's what
I understand that from my point of view also. Okay, David, I wish you a pleasant stay in Ljubljana another good experience with the Slovenian audience tonight on Metelkova.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Dragi poslušalci, to je bil David Eugene Edwards iz skupine Woven Hand, ki čez nekaj ur nastopi v Gala Hali na Metelkovi. Pridite jih pogledat, koncert bo kot ponavadi prava poslastica. Upon my mind, we fall out into the street as the last one flies, the last one in kind.
Intervju Radija Študent.